Do less guests. Welcome back. This is episode 18 or something like that.
Hey-o.
I was in Utah over Labor Day. And let me tell you, Jake, we're going to sell a lot of tickets in Utah.
Yeah. You got recognized a lot.
Oh, man. Dude, we looked this up. Guess the percentage of black people in the state of Utah.
That's an interesting question to start with. I'm going to say 12%.
2.3%.
Holy cow, that's low.
Isn't that wild?
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like, now they do, I think it is like 20% Hispanic. So
okay,
that's a pretty sizable chunk. It's not 100% white, but I mean, when I tell you, I spent 4 days in a state and I, honest to God, I've started paying attention. Honest to God, I saw three black people.
Really?
The whole time I was there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but a lot of fans.
Really?
So,
a lot of pictures.
I don't know, it's hilarious. Just, I was at a, Katie and I went to a nice-ish dinner, right? We tried to you get out, go to a nice dinner, and a couple, appeared to be maybe like 40-ish or something, leaned over, and this one was like, by the way, a big fan. I was like, oh, thanks. She's like, you have a lot of Mormon Housewife fans.
Oh, really?
She said to me, I was like,
oh, that's kind of cool.
I was like, well, that was kind of the whole strategy. So it's perfect.
Well, mission accomplished. That's interesting that you bumped into so many, because I feel like you were kind of secluded, right? Kind of had just like an outdoorsy.
Right. But the few, we would go into like areas a lot for dinner or lunch or whatever. And
they found you.
They found me, man.
I was around some Mormons this weekend too.
Oh.
My long story, I won't get into all this, but basically I got bumped from my
flight. Thai ones or the bike and Thai ones or just walking ones?
These were automotive.
Automotive Mormons, sure,
yes.
Sure.
I can't remember which.
That's
type
like
of
a
car.
TLC show, I think.
Yeah,
automotive,
yeah.
Mormons.
Yeah, I saw the
we
pilot.
Drive cars.
My flight got bumped off my flight, so I had to spend the night in Phoenix. And someone DM'd me and was like, "Hey, you want to come play pickleball?" And I was like, "Sure, better than staying in the hotel." And then I learned later that she was Mormon, and I was surrounded by about 25 Mormons that night. It was in Gilbert, Arizona, which I guess is a hub. She took me by afterwards.
It's a Mormon hub.
It is, though. Like, people told me that, like, oh, what are you doing in Gilbert? Like, what were you doing with all the Mormons? I was like, I didn't even know that was a...
Yeah.
But I saw several Mormon temples, and... Oh, dude, I got recognized. This was...
Oh, nice.
From you. It has never happened this way. Dustin. Dustin.
Dustin. Was he a Mormon?
I didn't ask. We didn't get to
but
that.
But he met you at the hub.
He was in the hub, Gilbert,
dude,
Arizona.
See, I told you, man. Gilbert and Salt Lake. We got to sprint to their theaters.
Yeah, open them up.
When post-COVID.
But yeah, normally when people recognize me, I feel like they like know who I am for sure, or like follow me on Instagram, whatever. I think this guy has only seen me from the occasional videos of yours and was like not even totally sure. Just like,
oh, cool.
Do you make videos?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've seen you in just like a couple of Trey Kennedy's videos. I was like, yes, dude. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Say it louder. There's a couple cute girls behind me. Can I say that a little bit louder?
That's great.
But yeah, it's never been like that necessarily. And in Arizona. So it's cool.
Yeah. It's just, I'm going to text my agent right now. Have you heard of Gilbert, Arizona? I'm probably unlike a lot of your clients, but trust me, get me to Gilbert.
How was the weekend, though? Were you in Salt Lake and
it
Park City?
Great. Stayed up in Park City. Got an Airbnb, like this windy road up on a mountain.
Terrific. Up on a mountain.
Yep. Terrific views. Unfortunately, there's no AC, which initially I was angry. But then I thought about it. I was like, that makes sense. We're up at 9,000 feet in the mountains.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That is pretty high up to live.
Yeah.
Did you get the altitudes?
No.
Really? I get those.
Really? Yeah. I've had some brutal altitude experiences, so I really was wise. I crammed water the day before, water all day. We got there. Salt Lake sits at like 4,500.
Okay.
And then went up to a hike and like kind of hiked from like 6,000 up to like 8 and then kind of back down. I think that was helpful and just took it easy. I was ready to go. But it was very, it had to be like record temperatures, like 95. And I looked up average temperatures. It's supposed to be like 68.
That's crazy for that high up.
Yeah, that was kind of frustrating. So no AC. I mean, obviously out there, it goes way down at night, but not like way, way down. It was a little toasty. We had every window open in the place. I was sure we were going to wake up to like an elk in our kitchen.
Yeah.
But we didn't.
That's good.
I was just like, yeah, we'll be fine.
One day we came home from our Airbnb and our front door was wide open. And I was like, there's a bear in here. And it was just like me and three girls. It's like, well, I guess I have to fight the bear.
That's me.
Never did see one. Yeah. I didn't see one that looks like mad. Just kind of kept on.
I made the comment this weekend, if we did come across a bear, I don't even know if they're in Utah, but Katie orders a salmon salad at literally every meal. So I was like, they're going to pounce on you. You reek of salmon. I'm not even worried about it. I don't even care if a bear comes. I'm not. They're going to come after me.
You're going to be waving them on. Yeah. Katie's back that way.
Yep.
That's who you're looking for.
Yeah, I know what you're smelling. She's right there.
She's in the bathroom.
It's not me. She'll be who smells of cold brew and fried cheese curds. Dude, we had a great guys moment.
Yeah.
It was four couples. And so we were like, guys, take, well, because we went to this dang restaurant, the ordeal. There's eight of us, but we have a 6-person capacity. Okay, but we're all friends. And they're like, we have to split you up 4 and 4. Can you put us on a table next to each other? No, we have to space them out because of COVID. They're our wives. But anyway, so we comply. Like, guys, table. And this was our order. As 2 p.m. at a brewery. We got some pitchers of beer.
Nice.
And we ordered the following. Nachos. Pretzel, fried cheese curds, tater tots, wings, fried calamari.
Oh, wow. Kind of a one of everything.
Yeah, sea of brown.
Yeah.
Beer and foods. And it was awesome.
It's a light brown.
It's the best.
Full flight. That's awesome. What did the girls have?
Salmon salad.
Yeah. Bear meat.
Bear bait. I love vacation because I, you know, don't just eat meals like that often because that would be an insane thing to do. But when I'm on vacation, I feel fully justified in my mind to do whatever I want.
Yeah, like it doesn't really matter.
Cool. Yeah.
These calories don't count.
I was at a gas station grabbing like allergy medicine because I needed it. And I just grabbed like several candies I saw. Like, I've never tried those. And I'd wake up and have coffee and candy.
Yeah, because it's vacation.
I can do whatever I want. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. But tell us, so you had an ordeal where you missed a flight, whatever. So you went and played pickleball with just a complete stranger who just follows you on Instagram.
Yeah. And it was kind of funny. I assumed that she knew that I was super into pickleball because I talk about it like on podcast and whatnot. But I guess I don't really put it on Instagram. And so when I saw that DM, like, you want to come play pickleball with me and my friends? I just figured she knew. I hop in the car with her and she's like, so have you ever played pickleball? And I was like, wait. Oh, you don't know that I'm obsessed with this.
Little, yeah. And then you're up there just, and you're like, oh my, why'd you invite this guy? Who is he?
That was kind of the thing. They're like, so you come up here often? I'm like, no, I'm not even supposed to be here. Yeah. I missed my flight. Yeah, it was kind of funny though. So I'm trying to like repress it in the car. She's like, so you play pickleball? And I'm like thinking in my head, like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
Literally the night before I played in my league, you know, championship game and won it, by the way.
Yeah.
Do less guest. But yeah, I didn't mention that because like that's going to come across a little weird.
Was it a cool crew or was it kind of weird? Or
no, it was a cool crew. They were awesome. This place we went to was humongous, bigger than anything we have in Kansas City, like 36 pickleball courts. They love it down there.
It's
massive.
How many times have you, I don't know if fans the right word, but how many times have you hung out with maybe just like a random Instagram follower?
I mean, more than you, I think.
Well, yeah, I have a funny story to tell, okay, but gotcha. I'm just curious, like,
I mean, a lot of these trips I go on, there's at least a couple people who I've only met through Instagram beforehand.
But you have mutual friends with all those people, right?
Yeah, typically.
Right? But this pickleball was just a complete stranger, right?
Yeah.
So how many times have you done that?
Maybe less than 10, but maybe like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I've done it twice. One was my wife, which is ridiculous.
Shooting 50%.
But no, but actually, and I'm not talking dating because it's a little different. Because everybody DMs strangers these days. It's a nightmare. But or is it a great thing? Both. I was in Austin, Texas, college. Man, I love talking back on these stories and that I don't have to do this anymore. Where we just went down to Austin, Texas from Stillwater for college. And we were like, we'll figure out a place to stay. There's enough people. Like, we'll find like a kitchen floor to sleep on. Oh, but that was what you did. And I was turning 21 that weekend. So this was Friday night. So a group was hanging out. And to my shock and horror, I had asked several people at this point, like, hey, can we just crash? Or like, we had friends staying with friends. Like, and everyone was just like, no, you can't. That's a lawnmower, by the way. No one can hear the lawnmower in our last episode.
Let's go.
So it's chill. We're going. And, you know, we're 1 a.m. 1:30, text, nothing, nothing. We're at 2 a.m. and there's a group of six or seven of us dudes, and guys are like starting to pick out park benches.
Because you don't have a place to sleep.
And I'm like, no. And I think I had said something on social media or whatever, like going to Austin or something. And I so a few people hit me up and I always ignore those. And,
yeah.
But I remember this this one girl was like, I'm in Austin. So I was like, dude, screw it. If anything, it'd be funny. So I hit her up. I was like, hey, it's 2 a.m. It was like 1 or 2 a.m. I was like, I legit am homeless tonight. Like, what's up? And she was like, oh, for sure. Come. And she happened to be like walking distance. So I just like, I kind of just was like deuces. And I bailed my friends and I walked into this little apartment with her and her like two roommates. And the moment I walked in, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird. it was like platonic and they were kind, but I just like sat in their apartment at 2 a.m. and like small talked. I was like dead tired. I just needed their couch, but they're trying to hang. And I just remember being like, this is really bizarre. And maybe I shouldn't have done this. And then, when you know, an actual friend of mine texted the group and was like, came in the clutch, like, hey, actually, you can like crash at this place. Oh. And so I was kind of like, oh, it worked out for me. Bye. And I just bailed.
Oh, so you didn't even sleep there?
No.
Huh.
But I just remember sitting in there as uncomfortable as I've ever been. Like, oh, this is, I should rather have slept in the park.
Yeah. And it's different because you have an actual, like, people will fan over you. Whereas mine is just like, you know me through someone who probably told you to follow me. So like,
sure, 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 sure.
Cause now that I think about it, I'm like, wait, that entire limo road trip, all I did was sleep with people. No, not sleep with people. I stayed with people who followed us on Instagram. So I guess I've done that a lot.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like there was this weird relationship where they're like, oh my gosh, I've been watching your videos for years. You're the best. Yeah, you're so funny. It's just like, oh, what up? I heard about you a week ago.
Yeah. The Mormon housewife woman I talked about, she started doing a thing where like, I love when people say what's up and we get small talk for 2 to 3 minutes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you start doing a thing where it's like, you kind of want to like hang out all evening with me or something.
Yeah.
They're kind of sitting back like, so like,
what's next?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, we're kind of at dinner here. So this one was like, or there's someone my favorite too. She's like, you have like a lot of fans out here. I was like, well, thank you. No, she's like, I mean, weren't you on tour or something? And I was like, oh, she knows her stuff. So like, thank you. Like, yeah, we were, but we couldn't. Da, da, da. And her husband's sitting there. No idea what's going on. She's like, you know him. I've shown you his videos.
Remember the dog.
And she's like, you need to come do shows in Utah. Like, yeah. She's telling, I'm like, you know what? Would you be my agent? That didn't occur to
book me?
Me or my team. And then she goes on and on. She's like, so I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, do you ever feel like a pressure to be funny? Or she starts asking me stuff like that. I'm like, I don't even know how to answer that. I'm like, guess not. I don't.
And yeah, I don't want to give too much into this conversation because I'm trying to have my own meal or whatever. Yeah,
right. I was just you're starting to like ask my like depths of my personality and fears or something. I'm like, oh, I'm just trying to eat this fried calamari. I don't.
Yeah. She's like, so should we like, I don't know, split a lava cake? Or let me move my table over.
Yeah,
and just make this a little easier. Like, no. Hey, okay. I don't know.
So, but
I might get a manager out of this weekend. One of the girls that was on our trip is a manager for influencers.
Really? Who's she manage?
One of the girls is this Indian woman. She got like 2.5 mil on Instagram, who was on like Dancing with the Stars and is maybe an actress. Don't remember her name.
Oh, Mindy Kaling.
Yes, she was it. Yeah,
she manages Mindy Kaling. Wow.
Whoa. And like a couple other people I didn't know, but she was like, do you have any management? I was like, no, I can handle all the emails myself right now. Yeah. She's like, well, maybe we need to have that conversation. I was like, okay. That would be fun.
Wow.
But
what a
book me in Utah funny group.
Oh, then a girl I was with knew a girl you were with on your trip. I don't know. She was like, what? I was just confused by it. I was like, yeah, Jake just, that's his thing where he just gathers these huge trips of an assortment of random people.
Did they know Janine?
No, it was, her name was Christine.
Oh,
which she's from my town. OSU, or something. Yeah. I don't really know her.
Nice.
I've heard her name.
Yeah. She knows your sister. We talked about it.
Cool. Everyone knows. More people know my sister than me.
It is weird. If you're from Oklahoma, they know your sister.
Yeah.
If you're from Utah or anywhere else, they know you.
Gilbert.
Gilbert, Arizona.
Yep. That's pretty awesome. Okay. Triplet Tray Triple.
Got a good one this week.
We're doing apps. Our
three favorite apps. Take that prompt any way you want.
Do you got one? You want me to go?
Go for it.
My, I alluded to her earlier. Mm-hmm. I got on my mind. My favorite app, appetizer, fried calamari.
Really?
If you have fried calamari on your menu, I'm ordering it.
every time.
It's, well, it's not because Katie only eats seafood. Ugh. So it's like, we definitely get, you know, I gotta, of course, she's always like, you can always get whatever you want. I'm like, I'm not going to have an entire appetizer of like fried pork wontons.
Yeah, that you're not going to eat.
Those appetizers are meant to be shared. Because then that will ruin my meal. So fried calamari, kind of become my thing. I've tried dozens of them. I found a place in town that's had, I've had the best ever I had, because they bread it and fry it like a chicken strip.
Sweet.
Most like lightly. It's just kind of like a nice, this one was thick, like Kentucky fried calamari. I was like, oh my gosh. So
KFC.
Calamari, if it's on your menu, I'm ordering it. I don't, it could be a cheap restaurant, the nicest restaurant.
What is calamari for those of out there who maybe don't know, or someone who's like sitting next to you who also doesn't know?
Wait, give me your best guess.
It's a fish.
Give me your best guess. Describe the creature you think it is.
I believe it is a cousin to the octopus, native to Southeast Australia and Cape Horn in Africa.
Yes.
I feel like it's squiddy.
Yeah, it is squid.
Is it squiddy?
Okay. I just thought you literally had zero idea what it was.
That was a decently like educated guess. Like, okay, you would have told me like, no, it's like something else. Yeah. I would have like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the best. So it's, you've never even tasted it?
No, I have. I didn't ask the chef a ton of questions.
That respect. Yeah. It is a strange feeling to eat things you don't know what they are. I went to a Thai restaurant and it's kind of a stir fry of things. It was like octopus and others, and there's this kind of squishy thing in there. And I ate it, but I literally had no clue what it was.
I don't think I would do it if no one else around me was eating it. If like they were staying away from it, I would also stay away.
Sure.
But that's cool. Fried calamari.
All right, you.
My favorite app is probably a, I'd like to start with a digital one. It's an app called, where is it at? Unroll.me. It's one of my favorite apps. I discovered it. It's like user interface looks like Tinder. All you do is swipe left or right. But how it works is it's used to like unsubscribe from email notifications. So you enter in your email account, your Gmail, whatever, and you just go on this app. And it's just, oh, that's kind of funny. American Airlines. How was your trip? It was terrible. I'm never flying with you again. Anyway, but then you were just like, right if you want to keep it, left if you want to like unsubscribe from it. And then it like unsubscribes you instantly.
Brilliant.
So you can unsubscribe from so many, you know, from 40 emails in 15 seconds.
That's perfect.
It's awesome. Because normally you have to like go to and find the email.
I'm too lazy, so I just click block the contact.
That also works.
Yeah, which fills up your spam, but.
And then the worst is you click unsubscribe from the email and then you get a confirmation email that you've unsubscribed successfully.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I killed my first three humans.
Yeah.
I was choking.
Can't take it anymore.
Gah.
Stop calling me. Dude, I've been getting blown up by telemarketers on my cell phone recently.
Yeah, I got one this morning again.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they want or how stupid they think I am. I'm not going to buy this. Whatever.
Yeah. Man, like when we were shooting at Walmart, the guy's like, so, I think we talked about it. How's your Wi-Fi?
So weird.
I thought it was just a stranger. I was like, I don't know. It's pretty good. I mean, I upload a ton of content every week. You tell me. And he goes, well, what are you paying for that? And I go, oh. And then I just go, hey, man, not interested.
We're doing something.
All good.
That was so weird. Yeah. There's just a salesman.
Hit him at Walmart.
Right in the middle of Walmart. Who doesn't even work for Walmart. He works for Spectrum.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, dude.
I wish I could unsubscribe from him. What is your second app?
Second app? The flashlight app, because I believe my father still uses it. And I really enjoy that. So back in the day, this is brilliant. Someone made an app where you could just click on the flash of your camera and use it as a flashlight. Now, obviously, it's just within the phone.
It's in the,
They've cut that potential business out. But I think my dad, I will say he doesn't use it anymore, but for a long time, I'd watch him like, where's that flashlight app? I'm like, just press that. So
you like try to tell him like the flashlight comes with the phone. No, I don't. It doesn't do it how I like it.
Yeah.
No,
this app, this a little different.
App has a little delay to it that I like. Feels like a real flashlight.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of gets dim every now and then. Makes you change your own batteries.
Are you confident when you're 80 that you'll be able to be competent in most all new technology?
I have a theory about this. Our generation, millennials, we are the first generation to ever go from like analog to digital, as far as like we know, you know, what it used to be like, and we now know what it is like super digital. And so my hope is that because we've adapted, we will continue to always adapt. You know, like I think our parents and our grandparents haven't adapted because they never had to in formidable years. But we like right. figured out how to, you know, download music on our iPhone. We figured out how to burn music onto disc. Like we were the generation that learned how to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's ingrained enough.
And I can't talk anymore.
But and he's coming around the bend and like, here he comes. Oh, so hopefully we'll be decent when we're 80.
Yeah.
But also maybe not.
How are your grandparents with technology?
One set is not actually they're both pretty good. Actually, they're both. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty
so
good.
Do you think it's a matter of like just some people don't, some get it, some don't? Either you're smart or you're dumb. Like, I don't know. Cause like, you know, our neighbor, my sweet neighbor, she's in her mid 80s and she can send text emojis.
Yeah.
You know, she will a few little things like she'll need help with because, and I'm sure it's impossible to like keep up with everything. But then like my grandmother literally has no grasp of like internet.
Really?
If you know what's a Wi-Fi password that she can't even comprehend what that means. She's like, is that the password to my laptop? I'm like, no, that's like the security password to get into your computer. Is that like my email password? No, it's a Wi-Fi password. What's Wi-Fi? What's internet? She doesn't know those are like two different things. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. To answer your question, I don't know. Maybe it's like something of like just your adaptability, like that gene in you. Yeah. Like, are you willing and open to adapting to things?
Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, the ability to. Yeah, because I think of it's funny. I was with this girl who's like a photographer over the weekend. She's like, what camera do you use? I'm like, oh, like, I don't.
I pay someone to do that.
And she's like, do you know what? And then, this happens to me whenever more so with like camera people. And then they keep going like, well, do you like know what lens it is? Well, and I just. Almost too bluntly, like, I know nothing about cameras.
Stop.
Yeah. Please stop. I made it work with my iPhone and then I was out of the game. So, I mean, I could text the guy and see, but no idea.
She was asking because our stuff looked amazing, I'm guessing.
Yes, I'm sure. What is your camera, by the way, so I can be prepared? Because I've been asked that probably 3 or 4 times. I'm like, it's a Sony.
It's black.
That's all I know.
Unlike everyone here in Utah. It is a Sony A7 III.
And what's the lens?
This is gonna be a little harder to memorize. It's like a Tamron f2.8 28-75mm.
Okay. So are you kind of a gear nerd?
I used to be more. Yeah. And the more and more comedy I do, the less and less your gear matters. So right, like, who cares about it?
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, but my grandma's no grasp of it. I don't like I was just thinking of cameras. I think I bought like some kind of DSLR and then at some point I was just like, dude, I hate this. I just hit a wall. So I'm sure my grandma's just like, I just really don't like dealing with this, so she's not even trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's part of that.
I get that. There'll be something. I mean, every like 10 years there'll be something new that we like give up. Like, you know what? I'm done with the virtual reality. Whatever is in the future.
A great example is my mother would be like, Trey, come over here. How do I do an attachment on an email? I'm not going to tell you how.
Yeah, that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, take 5 minutes and figure it out. She's like, just tell me. And I go, no, you tell me. There's an email. Look around. So that's, I think it's a big part of it, where some of these, the older generations, they don't even try. So it's like, I mean, after I finally, she's like, do I click? And she figured it out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you just give it a few minutes.
Just look around the screen. Yeah. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't ever get too bad. My second app has got to be Espinaca Dip.
Whoa.
It's a little white queso spinach dip. Can't really taste the spinach. I don't even know why I call it that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. They got it here locally, a place called Cactus Grill. Oh. You ever been there?
What's Cactus Grill? Is that like a hole in the wall spot? Is that a chain?
Not really. I think it's kind of a chain.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe midsize.
Cactus Grill.
They got
Grill.
One in town center.
I gotta look this up.
Yeah. They got some good That's Espinaca. So funny. I love some chips and queso for the table. And then just getting so full on that and not having very much room at all for my full dish of fried calamari that I'm going to order afterwards.
Mexican restaurants are always a disaster. You
in
eat
several ways.
So much. Yes. Amen to that. You eat so much of the tortillas and meat, tortillas and chips and cheese and guac. And then I'm like, well, I pay for this meal. I better eat it.
I got to eat all this.
You force down half of it and you're miserable. Wow.
Yeah, but that white queso, nothing like it.
No, a new thing I'm kind of big on that you should try sometime is a late dinner.
Okay.
Listen, not like by yourself, but if for a social thing, you're like, hey, let's grab dinner. Instead of 7, try dinner at 9.
Like with your friends?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because it's kind of, I don't know, I feel like a lot of times you eat this big meal and it's like 8:39 and you're kind of like, well, maybe we should go over here and buy another drink. And you kind of do that and you're like, you're full. But you do a 9 o'clock, you do a nice dinner at 8:45, two and a half hours. You've had a great time. You're full. You're tired. And you just go home.
You didn't spend as much money.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Gotcha.
And it's just a funner later in the evening. It feels more like you can maybe stick around for another drink. You just kind of hang out there. Mm. Well, it's already 10:45. We don't really need to go to another spot. Let's just hang out here for another 30 minutes and then go
home.
And
then we'll go home. Okay.
I've come into that accidentally where I've like, the only available is 9. And then you're like, wow, that was actually really fun.
Okay. See, girl, we already talked about Christine. She's a dietitian. I was talking to her yesterday. I said, Christine, tell me something. Tell me something about dietetics. Like, learn me something.
Yeah.
And she said, one big thing that people don't think about very much is your gut health, which I always thought gut was like a slang term, but I think it's like a real word.
It sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Oh, look at the gut on that fella.
Yeah, look at the gut. My gut hurts.
Yeah, I thought it was like super slangy, but I guess not. And she said, you have to look at your gut and like imagine it like a muscle, and you like, you can't always be working your gut. Like, that's why it's bad to snack all day. And she said, so I always recommend people at night, 12 hours of like fasting, because it like helps your gut, like, you know, whatever, relax.
Huh. She's a licensed dietitian.
She didn't show me the certificate, but yeah, I believe she is.
Yeah. So she like went to school for that. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what that
like
means.
Does it full time.
She just kind of gives little tidbits on your gut.
I mean, she's, I asked her doctor for it. I was just like, hey, like, I want to learn. Right. I want to learn something. So.
That's interesting.
So take that, late dinner.
Yeah.
Your gut's going to be sore.
Well, I skip breakfast a lot.
Yeah. So perfect.
Yep.
And you know what? That's called intermittent fasting, apparently. Yep. So you're super healthy.
So I'm good to go.
Yeah.
We might do another juice cleanse soon.
You hated that.
I did. It's kind of like, yeah, I don't think I will. I don't know. It's kind of fun. In a weird, challenging way, but dude, I had we grabbed like breakfast and she ordered like a juice, like a healthy, like I got like a smoothie, it was delicious. And she ordered like some healthy juice. I took a sip of it and nearly, it just reminded me of those 3 tough days. And that is complete pseudoscience. You should ask the dietitian about that. Okay. She'd probably be like, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
Maybe not though. I don't know. Okay. Oh, I need my app number 3. My app number 3. Oh, I had it. What was it? I hate when this happens.
Was it digital or was it food
based? It was digital. It could be anything, I guess. You know an app I don't like?
Oh, what is it?
Chili's Queso. Most
really?
Overrated app out there. Digital
really?
Or food. Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever. Wait, like their chips and queso?
Yeah, their queso, it's like in a skillet, it's like brown. And then I remember a guy made it for me. He's like, dude, this is the chili. This is like Chili's queso. I found a recipe for it. Like, oh, what's the recipe? It's like Velveeta and can of chili. Like, okay.
That's sweet.
That.
Little motor oil in there. I get Chili's all the time, but I always get like full meals. I never get the queso.
Mm.
I had no idea. Sorry to hear about
that.
I
miss Chili's. I had a Chili's gift card once. And dude. But I got $100 Chili's gift card. They sent me some goodies. And I took my 2 roommates, said, boys, I got $100 of Chili's. We're about to have ourselves a night.
Yeah.
And we were able to order more food and drinks than you could imagine for $100.
That's awesome.
And it was a great evening.
I mean, I legitimately get Chili's once a week. I love it. It's close to my house. I get Chili's to go.
Mm.
They know my name. I just get it.
They do.
Yeah.
How many places know your name?
Probably just 2. Just Chick-fil-A and Chili's.
Chick-fil-A and Chili's.
No. I got 1 girl at Chipotle who knows my name.
Oh, nice.
She's a little Spanish, so she pronounces it kind of fun, which I like. Yeah, okay.
This reminds me of a great story. Okay. My senior year of high school, I had a Jersey Mike's obsession.
Okay.
Where I would get Jersey Mike's at least twice a week. And I was 18, and I go in there, and there was a fairly cute girl working at Jersey Mike's, probably around my age. And she, you could tell, she started to recognize me, but I think... Me and her kind of had a thing, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I go in there and say, you know what it is. I'd like the Italian again.
You know what it is.
Regular wheat.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, are you having it? We'd have a little conversation. I felt like a spark.
Yeah.
And then I found myself hoping she would be there when I was there.
That's awesome.
And then I was like, I was 18, so I had next to no skills with women in any capacity, but I was like, am I going to ask out a Jersey Mike's girl? And you know, I was like, have my bit with my buddies. I'm like, I mean, she's cute and we're vibing while she's making me a delicious sandwich.
This is awesome.
But guys, it was 2010. Okay. Watch. No, but I remember, yeah, that was just a funny thing. I can picture her. Who knows where she's at today? She's probably married Jersey Mike himself. But I moved on, and
you never did anything.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I never do
anything. My entire life, I said my like a bucket list thing. Like I need to challenge myself to do it one day. If I have that scenario again, or I like meet a just like a nice girl, I'd be in a very respectful way. Be like, hey, I think you're pretty. Can I, you know, however you do that, that's not weird. But yeah, never did that, and never will because I'm out of the game. So
yeah, I need to do that before the end of the year. I'm gonna try to do that. It's so hard though.
I saw this video. It was a woman put on kind of like this hidden cam and just had on a normal t-shirt and jeans. And it was supposed to be this video that like painted a picture of what women have to deal with walking around. It was walking through the you know, Manhattan, New York City, and guys just like, what's up? To be fair, 80% of the comments seemed reasonable. There's just guys who are like, what's up, pretty girl? And she ignored them all. But, you know, some of them were terrifying. Where like a guy would like walk beside her for like five blocks.
Jeez.
Yeah. But where was I going with this? Crap.
Did she wear like a different outfit?
No, she's wore a normal outfit. But my thought with that is I watched it back and I'm like, that's 100% creepy and uncomfortable for women unless the guy's hot.
Yeah, it really comes down to like,
he can still be creepy and make you uncomfortable if he's hot. But if this guy, this construction worker goes, what's up, pretty girl? So, if that was a hot guy in a suit, it's no longer harassment in any capacity.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I'm like, I'm like,
girl would agree with that too.
I don't know if I have it. You know, I've never been the type to like pick up a girl at a bar. Cause I'm like, you don't see me in the first 10 seconds. Be like, I need that. But you give me like 30 minutes in a group setting, mm-hmm. making everybody laugh. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking. Yeah,
you give me a weekend.
Yeah. Give me a weekend in Yosemite.
Fine.
Yeah. But I don't really think I have the striking looks to really pick up a girl in a coffee shop.
That's a great point. That's, you watch the movies, Channing Tatum goes up to a girl and it's just within 5 minutes, she's like fawning over him. And you're like,
must be nice.
Yeah. If he was a construction worker in Manhattan, she is calling the police. So.
Yeah. It still might be pretty nice if Channing Tatum's working that jackhammer. I don't know.
That's a good point.
I don't know.
That's
a good point. Sweat's dripping on his face. I don't know. Yeah. There's I won't say the real version, but Lil Dicky and T-Pain have that song together about getting girls with your personality.
Oh, yeah.
Really inappropriate, but really resonated with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point. I have felt that way myself.
Yeah.
You just, that's why. Yeah, those like apps are just, they're fine and people have had success on them. But yeah, if unless you're smoking hot, it's like, maybe there's an opportunity here. We can make a dating app where it's like, trust me, just give me an hour type of an app, you know, where a girl's just got to maybe take a chance. Listen, I'm a sweet, sweet six, but my personality.
But most people enjoy being around me.
Just give me an evening.
I promise. I promise they do.
Promise.
Yeah, that's going to be, maybe that's just what I'll do when I approach someone. Hey, I don't have any kind of pickup line. And I know you're subconsciously thinking right now, I wish he was more attractive, but I have a pretty good feeling. Yeah. Like you get to know me and you really will like find me cuter than you do right now.
Yeah.
And then maybe the honesty will get
it. Honestly, like, you know what? I can respect that. Like, listen, you're a nine. I'm a six. Give me a chance to hit a three. Okay. I can get up to that nine, but I need a few hours of your time.
I'm going to need, I think, game night with some of your friends. I can get up to a seven. Maybe I take you out to a nice dinner. I can get up to eight. And then I'm going to need you to come to a show in Gilbert, Arizona.
Yeah.
You'd see me perform. And that can get me to up to a nine in your eyes.
Perfect.
And then we'll be there.
Perfect plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your third? I guess I kind of did mine.
My third app is a digital one again. It's a website/app called Quora. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it pop up about it's you ask it questions or something.
Yeah, I discovered it like a long time ago, like way back in college. It's essentially like a well-educated Yahoo Answers. Where like Yahoo, people are asking like, how do I know if I'm pregnant? You know, stuff like that. This is like, what's it like to survive the Holocaust? And then like a living survivor of the Holocaust will answer the question. Mm. Or like, what's it like pooping in outer space? And like an astronaut will answer the question.
Oh.
Stuff like that. It's not always just like firsthand stories. It could be just like,
what are clever marketing examples in history? And it
it's
like,
not just a poop-based website. Not,
it's about 40-50%, but there's still a majority of other things. Yeah, so just like every time I go on there, I always look at it while I like eat
if
stuff.
If I poop upside down, do I throw up?
And then someone who's done that before will go in and tell you what it's like.
That's good.
Every time I open the app, I feel like I learned something. So it's just check it out.
Wow, you have helpful ones. I just order calamari and unsubscribe to your emails.
Yeah,
that's
look
it.
Up Quora, Quora.com. Yeah, it's nice. It's
ever,
helpful.
In your travels this weekend or ever, have you ever traveled with someone who's really high maintenance?
Yeah. Did you have that this weekend? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not too bad. But I guess it was just kind of like, you know, we're up purposely so, and it's kind of nice. We're up in the, like the mountain, middle of nowhere. So it was kind of a bit of a trek to go places. And I guess this person's like allergic to coffee. So they're like, every morning I have a matcha green tea latte.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
Like, well, if you look around, that's for sure not up here.
Yeah.
So I don't really know.
So what they do?
They just kind of complained about it.
Just kind of like shivered on the ground until they got it.
It's like, I feel like you, I don't know. If I was allergic to coffee, I'd be packing my matcha everywhere I go.
Yeah, I'd figure out a way.
But that was a middle school thing, but I just thought of that and I thought it was funny.
Yeah, even like this trip, people weren't high maintenance at all, but like when I travel, that's the only like experience I get kind of like living with a woman, you know, because we're all crammed in one Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And that always makes me realize like, well, girls just like do way more. Like just in general, like the base mm-hmm. woman takes more maintenance than a guy does.
Yeah.
Like I wake up in the morning and I'm like, all right, I'm good. Like I'll slap on some deodorant and I'm like good to go.
Did you have any women on the trip who wouldn't show their face until they had like gotten done up?
No.
Good. I always respect the girls who just walk out, you know, clearly woke up. Yeah, it's fine. We're chilling. I went on a group trip once, similar, all in like an Airbnb, and we'd all be hanging out having breakfast, but one girl wouldn't come down until like 11:30 a.m.
Really?
She had her hair makeup done.
Wow.
I was like, hey, we're fine to like see you not like that.
And that's even like weirder. I mean, I know there's probably some confidence and issues or whatever there, but it's still just like, it's weirder when we all realize you're doing it, like rather just like come down and just like be yourself, kick back, you know, have a little matcha green tea with us.
Yeah, that's what they have figured out. And I used to like, remember the first time that I got confronted with like, what, you need like 45 minutes to get ready? What do you do? And then every girl was like, yeah, minimum. And I just couldn't even wrap my head around that. But
yeah, I've learned to be patient. I'm like, hey, let's like, it's 9 a.m. We're all awake. Like, let's start hiking before it gets too hot. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no, we have like a while to like get ready. Like, OK, well, I'll talk to Noah.
Yep.
We'll just hang then.
Yep. Another episode in the books.
Another episode in the books.
I am hope everyone has a good weekend. Do Less God Bless podcast tomorrow. We. That's it. I'm going to Florida. I'm like knocking out some trips, man. The cases went down so we can go.
Yeah. We're at Florida, Daytona again?
No, I wish. I know. I lost my gold chain anyway. So it's, the Panama City area. I don't know. Wherever, the Panhandle area where everyone goes.
Sure. Panhandle.
I haven't been to the beach in a long time, man. I'm getting my travels in. Feels
That's
good.
Sweet. You and Katie?
Yeah. It's one of her friends, like 30th. So it's a big thing.
Mm.
Which so you turned 29 recently?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Did that offend you?
No.
I love being a guy.
It was awesome.
We shot and everything all day. And then like something on Instagram came out. It was like, happy birthday, Jake. And I was just like,
oh, snap.
Dude, I guess it was your birthday. Happy birthday. And you're like,
thanks.
You're probably like, I didn't need to even text you that. I was like, I don't know. It feels like just acknowledge it in some capacity. I have this bit with one of my best friends where I'll purposely text him just like 4 or 5 days off, either early or late every year. Happy birthday, man.
Dude, think of you.
It's like 4 days ago. And the funniest part is I have this community app where I can like, it's similar to like, so I have like thousands of people that have texted me and I can just like send them updates, or it has a cool feature where it'll show like, hey, 28 of your contacts have birthday today.
Cool.
So I'll like, to make it feel more personal, I'll do a voice message. I'm like, happy birthday, it was your birthday, like peace. And people have it, think it's fun. And the best part is I unknowingly, said 21 people, and my buddy had texted the contact number, so he got it from like my like text blast and not actually personally from his friend, which was just perfect.
That is so perfect.
Yep.
And it was hilarious.
So hilarious. all right. That's an episode. Thanks again for showing love to Les Guess. And you haven't already posted on the Instagram or something, we officially are profitable here at Do Less Guess, and we have made our first donation to St. Jude's. If you remember, we decided.
Cool.
Over $300.
Oh,
that's nice. We're starting nice. Only up from here. So thanks, y'all. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.